The December 14th, 2022 meeting of the Arizona Board of Occupational Therapy Examiners to order at 1:30 p.m. Looking at our agenda, we'll move on to agenda item 2, which is roll call. And I would ask board staff to call the roll.
Barbara Paulson.
Present.
Christopher Daly.
Present.
Clint McAllister.
Present.
And Charlene Marbs will be joining us soon. Oh, Mark Harris.
Present.
Sorry.
That's okay.
And board staff is represented as well.
Shana Gunatra, Executive Director.
Present.
And myself, Vicki Garola.
Thank you, Missy Garola.
That's why I always print myself a slip, even though I know you all.
Moving on to agenda item 3. Having reviewed this month's agenda, do any board members have a conflict of interest to declare? I do not.
Quinn McAllister, I do not either.
Okay. Mr. Daly?
None.
Okay, we are good to go. On to agenda item 4, which are our future board meeting dates. After perusing those, does anyone know if they would be unavailable on any of those months at this point?
Chris Daly, I'm good.
Okay, me too. Dr. McAllister, I think it's a little too early for you to be traveling, so I suspect you'll be here as well.
More than likely, yep.
Okay, great. Good. Moving on to agenda item 5. Unlike last month's meeting, we have no business on that line item regarding complaints and investigations. So we will move on to agenda item 6, which is our review, consideration, and possible action on applications for licensure.
Madam Chair, I know that Matthew is on. I believe all are on.
Okay.
Except for Megan.
Ms. Clem. See?
Yes.
All right, let's begin with agenda item 6A1, which is an initial application disclosure of Matthew Hensley. Mr. Hensley's personal letter to the board first disclosed that he had been cited for disturbing the peace while driving with his daughter. But as chair, I do want to note that I did not find any paperwork submitted on this specific matter. I might have missed it. Mr. Hensley also included that he was charged with 2 misdemeanors, domestic violence and stalking, involving the person he was residing with in 2021. Mr. Hensley pleaded guilty to domestic assault and was sentenced to 31 hours of community service, completion of an anger management course, and ordered to pay court fees. Mr. Hensley did submit verification to the board of his successful completion of all court-ordered requirements and payment in full of assessed fees as of August 2022. And Mr. Hensley is with us. Yes?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. So, Mr. Hensley, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Before we move on to questions and comments, do you have a brief, 3 to 5 minutes to address the board on anything that I didn't cover or if I covered anything incorrectly?
Yes, both of those were disturbing the peace charges.
I'm confused. the misdemeanors of domestic violence and stalking, that wasn't correct?
No, that's not.
Okay. I must have misread that.
Madam Chair, are you referring to his statement or the documents provided?
Well, I was looking at court documents.
This is Chris Dilley. My understanding was a portion of those documents were what Mr. Hensley actually submitted in charge of somebody else, I believe. Is that correct, Mr. Hensley?
I had all of my court papers together, and so they may not be all pertaining to the same case, but I did have them all together. Both my disturbing the peace incidences were primarily Good Samaritans hearing and seeing what happened and calling the police, and that's how I got charged.
Okay.
One was my daughter was trying to jump out of a moving vehicle, and then the other one was the person I was domestically living with was attempting to destroy my property.
Okay.
And then, like I said, both instances, Good Samaritans phoned in the police, and I wasn't even charged with the domestic incident at my house. It only came down the pike later on, and they charged me after the fact.
Okay. I do remember seeing that documentation, but it really had to deal, from what I saw, mainly with your the mother of your daughter. I didn't see your name involved in that at all.
Oh, right? Yeah. She was at the fair and had called for me to come pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way home is when she attempted to jump out of the vehicle.
Okay. But the police report was mainly about your daughter's mother and the hospital. So.
Yes, most likely.
Okay. So.
Like I said, I try to keep everything together, but I should have it separated as well.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. So, I guess I would like to ask the other board members. So, I might have misread this. So, are we looking at a citation for disturbing the peace on this disclosure?
Yes.
Well, I'm asking the board. Thank you, Mr. Hensley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, this is Chris Dilley. Madam Chair, you are correct. I do believe that the documentation from one of the disturbing the peace incidents is missing as it pertains to Mr. Hensley.
He provided several documents and I scanned them all. I'm hoping I didn't, paperwork was not attached to other documents. I did not go back through as I was getting, the material were late.
Okay, there was a lot.
I believe everything is scanned. I usually go back through and count the papers.
Okay. Dr. McAllister, do you have any comments or questions or observations on this?
I would actually like to make a motion to go into executive session for legal advice.
Okay, motion to go into executive session. Is there a second?
Chris Dilley, I second the motion.
Mr. Dilley seconds it. All in favor?
Barbara Folsom.
Aye.
Chris Dilley.
Aye.
Quentin McAllister.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. So we will move into executive session at 1:39 p.m.
For legal advice.
For legal advice, thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, Madam Chair.
No. Okay. Right, we are back in regular session at 1:50 p.m. So Mr. Hensley, there's a lot of information in here that you submitted that doesn't really relate to any charges against you. You know, the board is committed to be really thorough when we go through court documents and personal documents and things, but there's a lot of things that don't affect you in there. And we all confess to, you know, struggling to find our way through the maze of information. So, you know, we don't want to rule for you or against you unless we're clear on what the entire situation was. So to be fair, we're going to continue this till next month, but we would like you to resubmit all of the paperwork that is relevant only to you on the two misdemeanor charges. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Because there's, we just want to focus on any sentencing you endured, what the court ordered for you, the court mandated activities or whatever, and leave everything else out.
So yes, we I was just trying to be as forthcoming as possible and share as much information as I had. I have some of my stuff still in Boise, Idaho, obviously, so.
Oh, some of your relevant, some that would be helpful to us?
It may or may not be. I'm not sure. I thought I had tried to bring most everything that I needed with me, so.
Okay.
But whatever information is needed, I'll provide.
Well, the board appreciates that, and you know, if you want to reach out and if there's things that are, that we haven't got that confirm, completion of certain court ordered activities or a final judgment or anything, that's very helpful for the board because it's nice and clear cut. So, we'd really appreciate that. And if you're willing to do it, then we'll get you back on the agenda for January. And just resubmit what is specifically relevant to you.
Okay.
Charges against
charges. You. Okay. Thank you, Dr. McAllister.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Well, the board appreciates that. You know, the clear the documentation and the process of this that we can deal with it's easier for us, and it gives us some we just feel we're being fair and precise with what you're disclosing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a little different because we didn't ever discuss misdemeanors before, so at least in the past I didn't know that we had discussed misdemeanors, so it's a little different for me.
Okay.
I first was licensed in the state of Arizona in 97, so.
Okay. Madam Chair, do we have to have a motion to table this, Mr. Harris?
Yes, if we could just have a motion to continue the matter and okay. And requesting the applicants to submit additional information.
This is Quinn McAllister. I'll make a motion to continue the item until we have complete and clear documentation to make an effective ruling.
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quinn McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Henze, we really appreciate your effort to help us clarify this a little more, and we look forward to receiving your documents and meeting with you next month.
That sounds great. So I'm just going to try to provide all documents, whatever the charges were and the completion of.
Relevant to you.
Yeah, those two cases, yeah.
Those two cases, right. The domestic violence and the stalking.
Whoa.
I can speak to you after the meeting.
Yeah. Look through
Sounds
your documents
good.
And see what they
do. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon, you guys, and weekend.
You too.
You as well. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Moving on to agenda item 6A2, which is a disclosure from Alyssa Newport that in 2012, she pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of theft in the second degree of merchandise with a property value of $100 or more from a department store. Ms. Newport provided the board with extensive documentation that all court-ordered requirements were successfully completed, along with her application of a motion to set aside this conviction. The date of the motion to set aside the conviction was submitted in July 2021. Is that correct, Ms. Newport?
She's muted.
Ms. Newport?
I'm trying. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, you can. Oh, good.
Yes.
I believe it was July of 2022.
22. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, Madam Chair. Is Ms. Marbs on so we can document the time?
Oh,
yes, I am. I'm present now.
Okay. Welcome, Ms. Marbs. Ms. Marbs is joining us at 1:57 p.m.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Newport, any comments or anything you would like to address the board on?
I think the personal letter that I wrote kind of has extensive information on the incident from my perspective, so there's nothing really further that I would like to add.
Okay. Any comments or questions from other board members?
Looks fairly old, but also isn't that charge kind of like a by proxy where it's you were with somebody that did it?
In 2012, yeah. I mean, because,
yeah.
You know, with the finding of facts, I mean, theft is a violation of a state statute on moral turpitude. But the board also has the right of, I got to look at these numbers. I don't know these by heart. ARS 41-1093.042, where the board can look at the length of time and consider that when we're dealing with this type of crime.
I mean, I think for me, the age of this is the age of her when it happened and the age of the event itself is makes it a little less relevant to what we're doing today, I would say. I'll make a motion to approve the license if there are no other discussion.
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quint McAllister?
Aye.
Oh, Charlene Marbs?
I'll abstain since I joined late.
Okay. So the motion passes 3-1 abstention. So, Ms. Newport, your license is approved. And are you waiting for your license for employment in Arizona or?
Yes.
You have an offer of employment?
Yes.
Okay. So
I will get that approved as soon as I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you for all the extensive documentation you sent.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Welcome to Arizona.
Thank you.
Moving on to agenda item 6A3. Which is an application disclosure from Melissa Clem stating that in 2019, she was charged with failure to control speed while driving. Ms. Clem provided the board with documents regarding the successful completion of multiple court mandated requirements. Charges were dismissed in April of 2020. Ms. Clem also provided the board with a court order directing expunction of criminal records, and that was granted in November of 2022. If there are no questions or comments from board members, I move that the license application for Melissa Clem be approved. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Second by Dr. McAllister. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Christopher Daly.
Aye.
Carly Marbs.
Aye.
Quint McAllister.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Ms. Clem, did you have any comments or questions for the board?
I had no questions at this time. I just wanted to be here in case y'all had further questions. So thank you for your time.
And we appreciate you being here and all the documentation you sent. So.
And I will get your license process as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
I wish we could strike traffic violations from our conversations.
Agenda item 6A4 is up, which is an application disclosure of Amanda Morales. In 2014, while Ms. Morales was a college student, she was arrested for underage drinking, possessing a fake ID, and resisting arrest without violence. Ms. Morales completed deferred prosecution, and all charges were dismissed in 2015. The order to expunge was granted in 2017. Given the length of time that has passed since the arrest, I motion that the license application be approved for Amanda Morales. Is there a second?
Chris, 5 seconds.
We'll give it to Ms. Marv second. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Shirley Marbs.
Aye.
Christopher Daly.
Aye.
Quint McAllister.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. And Ms. Morales, you're on the call, yes?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the board, or do you have any questions for us?
No, I'm good. I was just here in case you guys had any questions, and I appreciate your time.
And we appreciate you being here. So do you have an offer of employment that you need the license quickly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Processed.
Okay. Our board staff is really great on that. So, so best of luck to you. Thank you.
Great.
For being
thank
here.
You so much. Thank you guys again. Okay. Bye.
On to agenda item 6A5, which is an application disclosure of Megan, I'm going to say Twait. I don't know if she's here.
No, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, really fast. She is traveling and she was going to try to call in because she also, I believe, spoke with our executive director, but she has no documentation at all.
Okay. So the disclosure, her statement was she was a teenager in 2011. She was charged with driving while intoxicated. And that she doesn't have any court documents.
She was 15, yes.
Yes, she was 15. So, any comments from the board or a motion or what are you thinking?
I'm not necessarily particularly concerned that we don't have the documents.
Mm-hmm.
For a fairly old DUI, I would kind of defer to everybody else's opinion too, but.
I was thinking the same thing, Dr. McAllister. When I read this, I wasn't overly concerned that there wasn't more in the file. Again, given her age and the time that has lapsed.
I agree as well.
I concur. So do I hear a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the license of Megan Twait.
Second?
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
Mr. Daly seconds it. All in favor?
Barbara Fulton?
Aye.
Shirley Marbs?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Whit McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. And Vicki, you'll take care of that. On to agenda item 7. I move that the board ratify the 103 initial renewal and reinstatement applications approved by the executive director. Is there a second?
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
Mr. Daly seconds it. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Shirley Marbs?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Matt McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. On to agenda item 8, which I'm going to turn over for discussion to our executive director.
Thank you, Madam Chair. 8A. Agenda item was requested at the last board meeting. It's electing a state commissioner to the OT compact. As part of the OT compact legislation, the state board is required to elect a representative to serve as the state's commissioner on the OT compact commission. As a recap to the material that was submitted to the board members, only one delegate may be selected, and the delegate shall either be a current member of the licensing board who is an OT or OTA, a public member, or an administrator of the licensing board. During this session, we will need to vote in a delegate at this meeting to determine who will take on that position. And I believe we do have a volunteer.
I'll make the motion. I nominate Chris Daly to this compact position.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Sorry.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Charlie Marbs?
Resounding aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Welcome, State Commissioner.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Daly.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, is that a lot of work? Is it a, like?
Sounds like it.
Let's say a fair amount.
Some travel involved as well.
Yeah, I think you'll be great, Chris.
Yeah.
I already have a headache.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 8B. This item was included in error and will need to be included in next month's agenda. Thank you. Okay, agenda item 8C. So as part of the OT compact legislation, the state board is required to include information on the OT compact licensure on our website. So the OT board website has been updated with the relevant information, and it can be located on the main page, and it's also located under resources under OT licensure compact.
Right.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Moving on to item 8D1, financial review. We are currently in the black for OT board. We just recently processed a payment to Ventia, and I will have working out the logistics on the reports so I can have those to the board members in upcoming meetings to review prior to my review. Any questions? Okay, and then 8D2, review of recent board staff activities. We are still and currently working a hybrid model, so we are in the office 2 to 3 days a week. and things are going well. We are working towards getting board materials sooner so that they can be reviewed in a greater amount of time for our board members. Okay. And then last one is 3A, which is statistics. And currently we have 4,545 current active licensees.
We have about 50 initials right now waiting to be.
I was going to say.
Vicky's working very hard.
We all are. Yes. That's great.
Thank you for that, Director Ganatra. Anybody have any questions for our fearless leader or comments?
No.
We're just so happy
to have you.
Last one.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 9, which is items for next meeting. I have one to put on the agenda, and that is nomination and election of board officers.
It's that time.
Don't anyone feel shy. Step on up.
Mr. Daly.
Anything else for our next one?
I have an item. To make it more palatable, what if we add to the agenda just a preliminary discussion on what it would entail to make a few updates to our revised statutes as we're coming up on a decade since they have been revised last?
Pick up, Shana. May I add?
Yes, that is appropriate. I think that's an important agenda item as we are coming upon our 5-year rule review for OT. Next year is the upcoming date.
And just some background on that. We had started the process a number of years ago, and then Governor Ducey put a moratorium on rulemaking for a while, and basically, the whole time Karen was here, we were kind of caught in that trying to work a way into getting an exemption. So that's just the background on that, so everybody knows. I don't know if any of the documents have traveled through from Randy to Karen to you, but that's what's been going on. So tackling that in January or maybe even February probably be a whole lot easier. Due to the change in administration, I would think.
Thank you, Dr. Because I was trying to explain to Ms. Ganatra that there were some changes that were being made, and then there was the freeze, but I couldn't remember everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's been how many years ago? It was before COVID, like way before.
Right. Yes. So we want that on the agenda, Mr. Daly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Are there some particular statutes that you'd like us to look at in advance?
I think I'm going to have to find the packet. Is that right, Mr. Harris? I would get the one that was being worked on previously by the board?
Well, you know, we have to be a little bit careful to understand exactly what we're talking about, because Mr. Daly's asking us to take a look at, you know, the statutes, but most of the discussion has been focused on the rules. Uh-huh. And those are two different things.
Mm-hmm. So, right.
You know, right now, as was mentioned, there currently is that rule moratorium in place. With the new administration, I don't know if that executive order will be rescinded or a new one will be issued. But what we can do, if this is okay with, you know, the board, is, as Mr. Daly's requesting, is just put on the agenda just a general conversation about our statutes, And then at that meeting, perhaps we can identify which ones maybe need to be updated, maybe deleted, or maybe even new ones that need to be added.
Okay. Yeah, I misunderstood. I don't understand all that stuff, to be honest.
That's okay. And I hope I heard that correctly.
Yes, and to cover us, could we possibly say review of rules and statutes?
Absolutely. And then in that case, you know, the board staff can provide the, you know, wherever they left off with respect to the rule revisions.
I would also recommend that we're directing board staff to get in touch with Arizona, our association, as they should be a real driving force in that conversation as well.
Absolutely, especially as it relates to statutes.
Excellent. Yeah. It's almost like I've done this before.
Someone there to be at the meeting?
Yeah, so when we were doing it the last time, whoever the president came, they brought a few other people, and then we collectively kind of looked at things and went through what we thought, you know, some appropriate updates would be. And that document, I wish I would have kept it, but it went away with who knows what because we'd been sitting on it so long. But
I have a lot of documents. So I'll look into that because I know it's not in here to discuss, but we will get them contacted as well.
Because it has red strikeout and then the new stuff bolded. Yeah. It's very clear. Right. It's very, very efficient.
Thank you, Dr. Q. That's very helpful information.
Yes.
No problem.
Great.
And then, Ms. Marbs, to answer your question, we will get that material over to review with advance time so that, you know, we'll review on our end first to see what.
Okay. Thank you.
And
as far as state statutes go, and maybe this is for Mr. Harris. The state statute, we can only make recommendations, right? And then it goes through a legislative process. Is that correct?
Yes. And that's where I think with respect, you know, the rules are governed by the agency and through the Governor's Regulatory Review Council. So there's a formal process for the board to follow anytime they want to amend their rules. However, with statutes, you know, generally, any changes to the board statutes come from like associations. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of stay out of the policies, and there's, you know, a formal process to follow for that. But usually the board isn't the leader of that.
Okay.
Unlike rules where they would take the initiative.
Okay.
And, you know, and of course, the legislative process, you know, can take several years for something to ultimately change.
Great. So should our focus be primarily on the rules in that case?
Well, I think it can be, you know, I think it should be wherever the need is. I mean, if you discover, you know, some deficiencies or things that need to be changed in the statutes, okay. Then I think, you know, I think that's probably important to address. And the same thing with the rules. Again, depending upon, you know, where we kind of left off when the moratorium went in place, that will probably be at least a good first draft. And then you can kind of take a look at what's transpired since that moment in time to see if additional changes or modifications would be warranted. If that makes sense, it just depends on where the needs are, where the board identifies, you know, the needs.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope that was helpful.
What we need, and I can't remember the name of it, but there's a test that you would take before you get your license. Can't think of the name. There's a specific name of Mark. You're nodding your head. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Jurisprudence.
Exactly.
No, that's not it. But yeah.
Jurisprudence. I think that is it. that's what we need to work on getting. And I think that would clear up a lot of our complaints and stuff, or at least it should make things a little more simple.
Yeah, we'll discuss that.
But yeah, sorry. Going down that rabbit hole.
We'll put it on the agenda for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
Do we need to add an item formally to extend an invitation to the president of Arizona and any representatives for next meeting?
I think just, Shana, having heard, the request to reach out to them to let them know that this is going to be on the agenda. And they may have some materials that they would like to submit to the board as well. And, they can do that through Shana and Vicki.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Anything else on next month's meeting agenda? Hearing nothing, we'll move on to agenda item 10, which is a call to the public, but I think everyone has departed.
Seems that way.
Yeah. So I will move on to agenda item 11. And seeing that the board has no further business on this agenda, I will adjourn the meeting at 2:22 p.m.